Just hold on one second. Can you hear the noise in the background? Honey, I'm trying to do a podcast here.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write or what to think, and we're bouncing our ideas around with each other.
It's about an hour after the Supreme Court issued its ruling, striking down affirmative action.
I assume both of you caught the Republican presidential debate last night.
Really? Is it a primary? We don't have a real primary. It sucks.
The best conversations also reveal something about who we are and why we hold the views that we do. We're going to be honest about that.
This is not a theoretical discussions in a way for you and I.
I am Arab, I am Muslim, and I think that a lot of us come into this with some kind of personal element.
We were all once teens. I've been the parent of teens.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. And now we want to bring you into what we're talking about before we start typing. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu. Each week, you'll hear a few of us from the Post Opinions team, not just me and Charles, but exactly the right combination of columnists for the news of the moment.
I'm Perry Bacon.
I'm Ruth Marcus.
Megan McArdle.
I'm Jim Garrity.
Shadi Hamid.
I'm Alyssa Rosenberg.
I'm Jason Rezaian.
I'm Alexandra Petra.
I'm Ted Johnson.
We'll always dig in on a story that matters.
What's at stake in this year's elections? A court that's shaping the day-to-day lives of Americans? The loss of trust in the news media? There's so much to talk about. Join us for the conversations that happen before the columns are written.
Impromptu from Washington Post Opinions premieres Wednesday, March 20th. Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It should be like the intellectual equivalent of a double shot of espresso with an extra shot of espresso.
Wouldn't there just be three shots of espresso?
Oh, now we're fighting, are we? Counterpoint.